our local music show. We call it Grassroots here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming at 977rocks.com. And if you are intrigued by some of the local tunes we play here, don't forget those shows are archived at 977rocks.com, where you can pick them up via the on-demand vehicle and give a listen to them many, many times over again, and maybe get yourself in tune to some of the Grassy nominees that will be coming out later this month that you can start voting on in June. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and it is time to justify some local music here tonight. Hey, what do you think?
Yes. Oh, Mr. Segway.
Of course, my boy Jack let me down, but that's all right. Was better than the raffle draw that I got over the weekend that had Magnum Moon finished, what, dead last. So we're talking about the Derby, of course. It was kind of fun seeing that last weekend. I hope you had a good trip.
Yeah, we had a decent trip. It was a lot of driving to get there and get back, but we had fun despite the rain. I mean, rain, we can have fun anywhere. But
yeah.
But it was an experience, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that'd be a cool experience. Well, tonight we're going to experience some local music, some local bands, and have a visit from an old friend, Chet Vincent, who is very well known in the Pittsburgh area, especially Chet Vincent in the Big Bend that we talked about last time. But Chet has a new project, a new solo project that he's put together and has ready to go, and we're anxious to hear some of that.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I'm a fan of his. I like his music.
Yeah, I think you're going to enjoy tonight as well. And, of course, here we are, closing in on another Rock Done Right tour stop. And for the month of May, we have a very, very special event that is coming up that we're hoping that you'll come out and support. And that's because it involves veterans, and in particular this round, female veterans, and Robin's Home, which is going to be a home to help homeless veterans and some of those homeless female veterans with children, with families. So it's a very important night on Friday, May 18th. And it'll be at the Lindor American Legion. It'll be six great acts for you to come up and check out.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you can go back and listen to archive shows, and that could be one of them right there, because last week we had the organizers for Robin's Home on the air, and they discussed in great detail what all is going on with that. So highly recommend you go back to our archives if you missed the show and check it out. A lot of good details there, and learn what a great cause this really is.
Yeah, truly, truly. And the money that they need to help fund it. There was a local businessman who very graciously got them the home, the location. But now it's a matter of building it so that it can house these veterans, but also is going to serve as offices for that, where they can continue to help these veterans transition back out into a normal life, at least as normal as possible. So,
yeah, and Rock Done Right, once again, being a part of something like that cool in the community. That's one of the great things about the charitable Rock Done Right tour stops, is the money that's raised at these things stay local. So you know where the money is going, and it's going for those just good local causes.
Local event, local location, local bands, local people helping out. That's what it is celebrating. And again, this is going to be a night where you can come in absolutely free of charge. You can pop in and out. You can make a brief visit. You can stay for the night, whatever suits your needs. We just hope you'll stop by and at least make a visit. The reason the free donation or free admission is maybe you have a couple of shingles in your pocket that you would be willing to donate.
Yeah, we realize everybody's got busy schedules, and we just encourage you to please stop out. Check out what's going on. If you can only stay 5 minutes, that's fine. We just want you to come through the door, see what this is all about, and maybe help out. And, of course, if you want to come and party with us all night long, we got you covered with six bands. So
there you go. Between 5 and 11, it's Friday, May 18th, Lindor American Legion. That's the one up on top of the hill in Lindor. You've got a big tank hanging out in front, so you can't miss the entrance. And going to be a nice variety of music, too, and some veteran-related music, too. I mean, musicians as far as performers go, which is going to be a neat connection in its own right.
Yeah, we've got a couple of veterans who will be performing. And as you said, it's going to be a wide variety of music. We're going to have some acoustic for the first half, and then we're going to have some full bands after that. So we're going to do everything from the 90s to country to just some fun boogie-woogie rock and roll. So it's going to be a good evening all the way around.
And a very recognizable band going to be there, too. The Noble Hops Band will be performing. And I saw the rousing standing ovation, speaking of veterans, at the Parker VFW that they gave you. So, you know, see, might just have that repeat again, you know.
Yeah, we're looking forward to playing there again at the Lindora American Legion.
Yeah,
absolutely. Nice venue, nice people there too.
Yeah, good people, and they do a great job. And you know, there's going to be some raffles, some basket auctions too, so some cool things that you can come up and pick up on. So just mark your calendar, and if you've got other activities going on, make it a stop on your way home from work, yeah. Or maybe if you've got another event, make it a stop on your way to that event, whatever. We'd appreciate your support to help out Robin's Home, Friday, May 18th. Going to visit with Chet Vincent coming up here in just a couple of moments, but first of all, I think we need to spin some wine and spirit. I just was seeing a video of those guys performing down in Pittsburgh over the weekend, and it brought to mind their last album, which just... I remember when it first came out, I was that wasn't coming out of the CD player. So we're going to play This Night from Wine and Spirit.
Good pick. And let's say we follow that up with a new ad to the Band Jam lineup. And a recent guest, actually. We had these kids on here, a month or two ago. And that's Drop the Act. And we'll play their song, 5-Year Plan, after Wine and Spirit.
All right. And by the way, you heard that they were announced on Friday. No longer a reveal, but I guess this one is a reveal because nobody knew that was happening until we announced it. So, yeah, we're excited to have him as part of the show this year. And we'll talk about the Band Jam coming up a little bit later on in the show, but let's get to the music here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 and The Grassroots Show. This segment brought to you by our friends at the Meat Locker Recording Studios, where one of the bands that have been recorded there, in fact, we should start listing how many bands that have recorded at the Meat Locker Recording Studio are going to be at the Band Jam, but one in particular called Meat Hook is going to be playing this year, so we're excited for that. Thanks to the Meat Locker Recording Studio helping to present The Grassroots Show. We'll be right back.
getting hard when the distance grows between us. With every note I write, please understand while I'm gone. I spill these words through these songs. You can drift away in me when you put your headphones on. I know you got a 5-year plan, but don't you worry, there's no hurry. So I'd do it all again if time ran out and we're still worth it. And for the best of us, all we need is trust.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Appreciate you tuning in and hearing a little bit about the local music scene here in Western Pennsylvania. And one of the key supporters of this show, they've been here from day number one, and that's the folks that have the Man Can special. We're talking about the Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. They're open daily, Monday through Saturday, for you to stop on in and just hang out, get a good bite to eat, or sit down and watch Pirate Game with Utah, because chances are he might be there enjoying a Man Can himself. You never know.
And the Pirates.
And whatever else is on TV at that time, too.
Yeah, a lot of times it's game shows if you're there early enough. Game Show Network.
Good deal.
How do I know that? Oh, shoot. Yeah. I've been told.
Giving secrets out. Well, we welcome Chet Vincent back to the show. Chet's been a guest in the past and has played here on the show as well, and we're excited to have him back to talk about a brand new solo album that he has out and play some tunes tonight. Chet, how are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's been about a year, I think, or so. I don't know. These 6 years have all kind of run together, but I know we've had you in the studio, And the last time we were talking about the last album from Chet Vincent and the Big Bend.
That's correct.
And this time around, you're putting a solo album out.
Solo album, yeah. So album of folk songs. Wrote a lot of them probably the November after I was on the show.
Okay.
And, recorded it last winter. Now it's out.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I'm sure you're excited about that and big plans ahead. What's Chet been up to since we last chatted? He's been doing a lot of different gigs with the Big Bend and working on this?
A lot of working on this record since last time we talked. Playing a lot. now that the record's out, trying to plan a lot of shows. I'm going to be going on tour all through June, then coming back to Pittsburgh and trying to set up some more stuff for the fall.
Cool. Where are you going to branch out to? What are some of the places you're going to visit here coming up?
I'm
going to
be going kind of in different directions from Pittsburgh. So out towards Chicago for the first weekend, and then down south for the middle two weekends. And then the last weekend of June, I'll be doing D.C., Philly, and New York.
Very cool. Are these places that you've played before? Are there connections to that?
A few of them. A few of them are places I've played before. A few of them will be brand new places. Some of the cities I've played before, but it'll be at new venues for me. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'll be exciting, no doubt about it. How do you put these kind of tours together when you branch out? I'm curious because a lot of the bands we talk to don't do a lot of regional touring, or maybe they do a little closer tri-state area kind of stuff. Do you reach out to somebody, or is this something you do on your own?
I've been working with a manager through Mizra, the record label we're on.
Okay.
She's been helping, you know, find contacts other places. I have some from the years of doing it myself, so it's kind of a team effort. But it's very hard. Yeah, you gotta, you know, tell people about who you are and what you want to do, and find the kind of right matches for your music, and it just takes a lot of emailing.
So if somebody is getting ready to sit down and maybe pick up a copy of this, and they've heard Chet Vincent in the Big Band, what would be the biggest difference between what you've been doing in this particular solo record? I know you said kind of a folky style.
Yeah, I think it has. It's definitely more of a like a folk rock record than the Big Band's more like heavy or straight ahead rock. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's still a full band. There's still some rock and roll moments on it, but it's going to be a little bit more in the folk rock vein.
What inspired you to go to kind of this angle? Was it just there were some songs kind of looming there that pushed you into that progression?
In Pittsburgh, I play with the band a lot, the rock band, but I also have been really heavily involved in the open mic scene for maybe the last decade now. And I write a lot of songs for that I can play by myself.
Okay.
And some of those songs translate to the Big Band, but not all of them do. The other half of it is that I've met so many great players in Pittsburgh over the years, and some people are just like born to play on this kind of record. And I've really wanted to have an opportunity to get those friends of mine in a studio and do something, you know, try and do something special. So once this group of songs was finalized, I knew it immediately. I was like, these are the ones for this project.
Were there different musicians for different parts of the record, or was it kind of a general?
It was. I put together a backing band that was that played on all the songs.
Okay.
But there was a couple people we brought in, like a friend of mine, James Hart, to play organ. He was in a band called the Harlan Twins. He's now in Andre Costello and the Cool Miners, and Molly Alphabet's bass player Trish Imbrogno came in to play a bowed bass part. Because she's actually part of the Butler Symphony, and she's got that kind of classical technique down. So we brought her in for that song because we knew she could nail it, and she did.
Yeah, that'd be exciting though. I mean, obviously, you're transitioning into a different area, and being that you had written a bunch of stuff and were performing this at open mics, to actually sit down and record it in a studio had to be a unique experience.
Oh, it was great. It was really great, and everyone was such a professional. We just nailed it like right away. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. How long of a process was it? How long were you in the studio?
Man, recording, like, the actual backing tracks was, like, one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a lot of weekends going in to do odds and ends over the summer. I took a long time with the vocals. And the guy who recorded Alex Hurd runs sound for the Common Heart.
Okay.
So he was getting increasingly busy over that time. So the kind of tail end of the project took a little longer. But the bulk of it was just finished like last March.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's been kind of been a rather lengthy process. I'm sure you're anxious to finally have it out and have the product in hand.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. It's nice to have people listening to it now.
Yeah.
Trying to get it out in the world a little bit more now.
You said Mizra is the label?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. People can get a hold of it. Chet Vincent was visiting with us here tonight. You're going to play a couple of songs, too, from it. We're going to kind of do a little bit of both. They're going to do a live cut and another cut from the record. Tell us a little bit about the first song, Laughing Through Your Tears.
Yeah, Laughing Through Your Tears was a song I wrote about, you know, the grieving process. Sometimes when, you know, you lose someone or something, there's kind of this, like, raw emotion that you feel where it's like, you know, you might be crying or comforting someone, and then something funny will happen. You'll just burst into laughter. And I thought that was kind of interesting how those two emotions, like deep sadness and grief and humor, are connected. So that's what that song's about.
Maybe that's why we have laughter. Huh?
Yeah. It's like they're both ways of getting emotion out into the world.
Right. Does anybody remember laughter?
only in the rain. It's Chet Vincent here tonight. We're having some fun. And let's let Chet strum Laughing Through Your Tears right now on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
It feels like a friend just died. Suddenly my eyes are open wide. The space between us disappears. Baby, I love you when you're laughing through your tears. The world outside, too much the same. Some emotions have no name. Is this a dream? It's never clear. Baby, I love you when you're laughing through tears. And all I nothing's changed. Just creation rearranged. But we are stronger than our fears. And baby, I love you when you're laughing.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, and it's grilling season. That means you need to get to Bros's, where they're high on the hill, right on the price. They're sponsoring this particular segment of our show, and if you want some great steaks, or you know what's always really good on the grill, some sausage this time of year. And you can get your dogs, you can get your burger, you can get all of the great items out of the deli case, too. They always have something very special going on. That really, if you need a thought starter, how many times you've sat around and gone, I don't want the same old thing for dinner. Go to Bros's and just walk around for about a minute and a half, and you'll probably have four or five or seven different things that you could pick up on. But they have some great opportunities for you in the deli case, great meats. They do a fantastic job, and they help sponsor local music here on the Grassroots Show. So certainly hope you'll check them out there at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main Street in Butler, Bros's Superette. We're visiting here tonight with Chet Vincent, and we just heard a song that's got a really neat connection to this show. That's because it's on the brand new album from Chet, The Forest Needs the Fire. But we got a little sneak preview of that the last time you were in here. Chet, you played that live.
That's right, yeah. I had just written it, and I was really excited about it. And I was happened to be come up here to come on the show, so I played it then.
Yeah, and I remember you sitting
full
down
circle.
Going, I just see how I remember this, because
yeah,
I just got done writing it. Very, very well done. And
thanks.
I think, you know, every once in a while we go through and do a live show and pull out some different cuts, and I think we even pop that back up, if I remember correctly. Maybe I'm wrong yet, but I remember that song really
kind of stuck with
me. Cool. Yeah, so that's
cool.
That's a good thing. But it made it on the disc, and obviously this was all part. When you were coming in to do that show, you already had this particular project kind of underway. I mean, obviously you'd been, as you said, used a lot of these songs during open mic time period. So this is kind of a premeditated album, I guess you could
say. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, that song, when I finished that one, I pretty much, that was one of the, like, the linchpins to it. I knew that would be like one of the main songs for the album. So
yeah, you have what, 9 different cuts on here? Is it 10?
It's 9.
9 cuts on here. What can you remember? What's the oldest song that you have on here that you had lying around that you were going to use?
Yeah, the third track, The Great Divide.
Mm-hmm.
That was a song that I wrote years and years ago, and actually there's an older version of it I recorded on a 4-track. A player with a friend of mine, maybe like 8 years ago. We were just messing around in his living room, and there's an older version, but it just sat around. And I always liked it, but I didn't know where it would fit. It didn't seem to fit with the big band. Mm-hmm. And when I had these songs starting to come together, I realized that the tone of that song like was a really great match for this. So we brought it back, but Guy Russo, the piano player, when I sent him that track to learn it, totally reinterpreted it. So it ended up being just a piano song on this new record. So it was really cool to see it kind of be given new life, or its proper life. With
yeah.
It took another person to kind of take a stab at it.
That is such a cool story, and I'm always fascinated by that. Having never written a song in my entire life, you know, I couldn't even write a sentence, let alone a book. But I'm fascinated by that, to hear when a song has been there, and you know, it doesn't matter what level or what style of music, you know, you hear so many cool stories about a song that, you know, it's metamorphosis of where it became, or, you know, sometimes it maybe gets re-recorded years later and is completely redone. But to have somebody else come in and interpret what you were thinking too is got to be kind of rewarding, I would think, as a songwriter.
It was cool, I was telling him, like, what I was imagining for it. I was like, kind of like a gospel feel. And he sent me back a demo a couple of days later, and it was just fantastic. And I was like, that's what this song has been waiting for all this time.
Any other songs that jump out at you from the album where you had that transition happen by the people that you invited to be a part of this?
Yeah. I think I'd say, like, a lot of it would be like certain parts. You know, Zub's guitar solo on Forest Needs the Fire was real cool. It was like harsher than I imagined it, and it fit the vibe. It really felt like a burning sound, and that was something that was cool and I didn't expect. I'm really happy with the way Down in the Valley, the last track, came together. That was like a guitar part that I would play, you know, my part on it at home, and I really like thought, you know, it was like cool, you know, just as an acoustic guitar song. But hearing how the whole arrangement came together on that when we started working it out as a band was a really nice surprise. It became a lot more epic and, you know, and fully rounded in a way that I didn't expect for that one.
The title of the disc, Where the Earth Opens Wide, is not one of the songs on here. Where did the title
come from? It's actually a lyric in The Great Divide.
Okay. That's cool. I'm always fascinated by that, too, because, you know, there's so many different ways you could go with the title of an album, I'm sure, and that probably has its own transition in its own right, you know, during the longevity of a project.
It went through a few titles before I settled on that one.
That's cool. So you're going to be doing quite a widespread tour, taking you to a number of different cities, which has to be exciting. Will there be an opportunity for people here locally to catch you doing some of this album with some of the guys that you recorded it with?
Absolutely. We will be playing at Schenley Plaza on July 27th. We will be playing with most of the players from the record. A few people weren't available for that date, so it'll be most of the backing band. But we've started practicing for it. It already sounds great. So, yeah, that'll be at 7 o'clock on July 27th at Schenley Plaza. Well, Denora will also be playing, another great local band. So really excited for that show.
That's cool. And, you know, give a shout-out to WYEP, you know, who do great work in helping to support the local music scene, too.
Oh, great. Yeah, their whole summer series they've got this year is just fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. How long have you been doing, as I go back in history here a little bit, Chet Vincent and the Big Bend itself?
I think it's 10 years this year.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So this has to be a cool extension to take yourself away from that, going into this avenue, and just probably refreshing for you as well at the same time, to kind of just expand things for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to be able to exercise different parts of your brain, you know, get to play with some new people after 10 years and try some new techniques and see what works, and hopefully bring that back to the Big Bend when we start working on some new songs.
Yeah. Are there plans in the direct future here for the Big Bend? I mean, do you have other dates with them, or is this just kind of a time period where you're going to do this for a while?
Yeah, we're kind of in a time period where I'm going to be doing the folk stuff for a little while and, you know, wait until we kind of feel inspired and get some new songs going.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Where can people out there listening follow Chet Vincent? Where can they find some of the material? And in particular, where can they get the new CD, Where the Earth Opens Wide?
Well, I made a website for this album. Instead of printing vinyls or spending a bunch of money on T-shirts, I put a lot of effort into a website called wheretheearthopenswide.com. And I documented all of the material from recording, like chord sheets and photos from the studio. And there's some music videos I made there, so it lists each of the tracks, and underneath each of the tracks you can find info about the songs and, like I said, chord sheets and photos and alternate versions. So that's the best place to check out the album and see, you know, the whole process of recording it and, you know, see pictures of all the people that played on it.
That's awesome.
Other than that, we got all the regular spots, Facebook and Instagram.
And obviously, a show in person, you'll have an opportunity
to pick up the CD. Yeah, that's the best way to do it, is to come to a show.
Yeah. love that, though, where the earth opens wide.com, and you can really dive into this project. That's a brilliant idea.
Looking at it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gather so much stuff over the process, and it just seemed a shame to just toss it or put it into like a manila folder somewhere. So yeah. I decided that it'd be cool to, you know, kind of put it all together on a website, and, you know, anybody that finds themselves interested enough in this record can go there and check it out. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, let's let them hear some more pieces of this so that they are very interested. And you, as you sit there and listen tonight, you can go to wheretheearthopenswide.com and listen in. You're going to do another live cut, and we heard a little sample of this as we were getting the recording studio set up, and I think we're going to enjoy this little ditty quite a bit. Boxcar Blues. Give us a little background to this song.
This is another somewhat older song. I wanted to try to write an old-time blues song that had that feel of like sitting on a porch. And this, you know, I played it for the guys in the band when we were, you know, talking about what songs to do for this record, and they really liked it. So, yeah, we just tried to keep it loose on the record.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's a good summer song.
The vibe I got from it, it's going to take you to that back porch. So I'm hoping we're having a sunny day here right now to sit back and enjoy. Boxcar Blues coming up live in the studio with Chet Vinson. You're going to follow that up with another one of the cuts from the album called Promises. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, Promises, kind of a more serious song, thinking about the kind of struggles we're facing with the opioid addiction and how, you know, unemployment and kind of sitting around can like lead people into dark places. So that's what Promises is about.
Okay. Very relevant song for our time, no doubt about it. Well, Chet, great to visit with you. Congratulations on the new product. It sounds fantastic. Again, wheretheearthopenswide.com is the website where you can check out. That's the name of the new disc from Chet Vinson, and I think you're going to enjoy and keep an eye out for Chet performing in a locale near you so you can pick up a copy of this. But congratulations on the project.
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me back, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Chet Vinson here in the studio tonight, Boxcar Blues right now on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Thank you. so lonesome, got nothing left inside.
You've known it as Rock Ann Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings? Oh, man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock Ann Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Don't forget to head to steamworkscreative.com and see the lineup of what's going on at that fantastic location, Route 8 South of Butler, where you can catch Mary Lou Scherter hosting the Steamworks sessions every Tuesday night from 7:30 to 10. And that features an artist or an open stage, and you also can see a Facebook Live usually. Also at Steamworks, coming up on Saturday, May 19th, catch John Vento with special guest Mr. Martin Vincent. And also the weekend of Memorial Day, the T.C. Davis Band, going to do an acoustic set. Check out steamworkscreative.com. You can catch Washboard Tony. He's going to be at Cooper Station on May 22nd. That's a Tuesday night. Also on the Shady Lady concert calendar, you know it is summertime when the announcement of the Shady Lady shows return to Peter B's in Sarver and the Thunder at the Barn bike night. Be sure to stop by Wednesday, May 16th for some great music and great tunes, great fun, and a whole lot of other activities. And of course, that week we're gearing up for the big Robin's Home benefit, the Rock Down Right Tour, stop Friday, May 18th at the Lindor American Legion. It's going to be a great night to help raise money to help out homeless female veterans in our community and talk about the lineup of music. Martin Vincent will be there that night. Dinner Bell Road, the Noble Hops Band, Pixelated, Save Yourself, and Gary Burke III in County Line. It's free admission. Come on up and support the cause. Lindor American Legion, right at the top of the hill in Lindor. You can't miss it. There's a big tank right out front, and you need to come on in and say hello.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome you back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Give Dan Parr, Mopar, a call for any building needs you have this summer. They can take care of all the business for you. P&W Construction, a big supporter of local music. And thanks to Chet Vincent visiting with us here tonight. Some cool new songs. Man, that Boxcar Blues, that's going to be one that's going to be on the repeat for me in the old CD player. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, that's cool. And it was cool to get to share the stage with Chet here a year or so ago at the Oaks Theater.
Yeah.
With the Noble Hops Band and the Shiners and Chet Vincent. So.
And we'll be keeping an eye out, too, not only for more material from Chet Vincent, but his wife Molly Alphabet. Talk about a singing family, huh? So I guess she's working on some new material that might be out here sometime in the next year, and we'll be anxious to maybe hopefully visit with her as well. So appreciate that opportunity to visit with Chet and have him share the music with you tonight. Sharing the music, that's what we do here every Sunday night on our Grassroots Show. We love to share local music, talk about the scene, talk about some of the people that are within it. And the highlights of this show are all put together for a big event that we have at Cooper's Lake Campground every July, and it'll be the sixth year for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, which basically is just a very small sample of this show that airs every night, or every Sunday night here on The Rock Station. But it's a weekend where we get to sample some of these local bands and just have a great time with the Grassroots Music Festival.
Yeah, we could fill an entire week festival with all the bands we'd love to have on it every year, but alas, there's only so many spots, and we have reached that point, and we're ready to go. We're just a couple of months away. The 13th, yeah, 2 months away. So,
yeah,
get online, get your tickets, make your camping reservations, check it out.
Got a quite a widespread area out there. You got 450 acres. You got over 100 electric sites and full hookups, or you can be as primitive as you want. I know people have gone out there and they like to go deep back into the woods and have their spot, and then they come up to the stage area for the festivities. But there's just a lot of different things that you can do out there. They got a lake that you can fish on, canoe on, and the cool part of this thing is you go through the whole area. You've got paved roads, so I mean, you can bring your kids and bring the bikes out and bike around for the weekend and chill out. Enjoy some of the music. We had a beer tent that debuted last year. We're bringing that back and some other amenities as well. And, of course, great to have the local sponsorships, too. McDonald's Restaurants joined us last year as the primary sponsor. They're back again this year. Lamat Productions with the sound and lights, who do a fantastic job. They've been with us for all 6 years. And, of course, Huffnagel and Majors back again this year. And there's the folks that, if you would like to stay for the weekend, they can hook you up with whatever you might need.
Yeah, if you're looking to get into camping, they can fix you up. So yeah. I recommend you check them out. They're in Harmony, so not too far.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about that, well, maybe it would be cool to rent something and, you know, do the whole weekend. I would get in touch with them ASAP because yeah. those things book up quick. And, of course, the spots are booking up quick as well. And by buying your tickets ahead of time, you're going to save $5 off the gate price. It's $20. You're going to get at least 20 musical acts. So it's a buck a band, basically, is what we say. And for those that are 17 and under, they get in free. And it's going to be the Tin Can Rally Tourists going to be on hand, too. They're bringing in their vintage campers. They were with us last year for the first time, really, and it was really cool because it was like a, you know, if you go to a car show or, you know, that kind of thing, it was almost like that, but there's these old vintage campers. It was really cool, and they had an open house for people to come browse around as part of it as well, and it was a great relationship that we struck.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, just wasn't even out of there yet, and they were running us down, when are you doing this again next year, because we want to come back. So it just worked out perfectly. Great to have them. I'm getting into the whole camping thing myself, so it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, once it gets in your blood, it never leaves, trust me. So, and you can be there, too. All you have to do is go to thebandjam.com. It gives you everything you need to know. It even has a link over to Cooper's Lake Campground because the camping is separate from the admission price. The admission price is strictly for you to get in and see the bands. And then there's a rental if you want to stay. But if you don't want to stay for the weekend, that's not a requirement of this event. It's just the only requirement is you listening out there, you need to come. Yeah. Come out and support it.
And the great thing about that admission is you can come and go as well. So yeah. if you want to just come out and check out the bands and then go back home and sleep in the comfort of your bed, you can do that and come back Saturday and your wristband is still good. So
yeah, absolutely. Again, you can also pick up tickets from any of the bands, and you can go to thebandjam.com, see all of the bands. You'll probably know a few of those guys or gals, and you can pick up tickets from them. Shady Lady Productions and our Butler Radio Network location here, 252 Pillow Street is another location. The tickets are available online through ShowClicks.
Yeah, and you know what? We have three other ticket outlets also. We should mention them. Our buddy Super Monkey down at Super Monkey Records down in Allentown, part of Pittsburgh. You can get them there. Steamworks Creative, John Bento's listening room that he's got going there on Route 8 there in Gibsonia. You can stop in there, go check out some great music, grab Band Jam tickets. And we got Butcherine's Distributor offering up tickets as well. So you can stop in and grab you some cold ones and some Band Jam tickets.
Yeah, they were just giving beer out for Cinco de Mayo for some of our listeners.
I tried calling a few times.
You didn't make it in.
Didn't make it in.
Sorry about that. Stop up to my camper. I'll take care of a beer for you.
All right.
Let's get to back to some music here. Thanks again to Chet Vincent. Thanks again to you, the listeners out there. We've got a little something coming your way from the Shiners. Oh, yeah, it's from their last album. The song is called Something.
All right, and we just got done mentioning our friend Super Monkey, so we'll do artist off of his label. That is Stone Wicked Souls and the song Truth Farm.
And we'll see you again next Sunday night right here at 7 o'clock on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Once upon a long time. Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. When we say a better deal, we mean it. Spring into Honda North today and test drive the 2018 Odyssey. Named the best minivan for the money by U.S. News. Buying or leasing, we've got a better deal waiting for you at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
to rock.
I don't wanna stop.
The Rock Station.
Station 97.7.
classy in a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make the mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one?